What are our hopes? What gives us hope? How do we sustain our hope in the face of hardships, setbacks, and disappointments? Are your hopes mainly personal? To get a new job, to get married, to see your children thriving, or to achieve some personal goal? Or are they political or social? Do you base your hopes on a political program, on a vision of justice, on a charismatic politician, on technological progress, on an invisible hand mysteriously translating our individual pursuit of self-interest into the common good? Or are your hopes religious and spiritual? Do you base your hopes on a God who is on your side, or perhaps on a mysterious spiritual mechanism of justice such as karma, or on a God who, despite appearances to the contrary, is working out his purposes in a complex and confusing world? 2016 has been a year of hopes raised and hopes dashed. It's funny to think that Fidel Castro was once a figure of enormous hope. The election of Donald Trump in the USA and the Brexit vote here in Britain are, in one way, a manifestation of people's need for hope. For others, they represent the dashing of hope. In parts of Syria and Iraq, hopelessness and despair threaten to triumph. Advent is the season of hope. In Advent, we enter into the hope and expectation of the coming of Jesus at Christmas. We look forward with Isaiah and the prophets to the decisive intervention of God in the world, fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ. And we look forward too to another decisive intervention, to the conclusion of history, to the fulfillment of our hopes and expectations in the coming of Jesus to bring justice and peace. But about that hour, no one knows. Jesus' teaching in Matthew's Gospel about his expected return doesn't, on the face of it, seem to have much to do with hope. It reminds me of the days when, a long time ago, I was the manager of a cafe, always aware of the possibility of an unannounced visit from the food hygiene inspector. A 21st century Jesus might have made a parable out of that. If he had known at what hour the food hygiene inspector was coming, he would have hastily updated the pest control file. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. And so we see that Advent is not only a season to contemplate hope, it is also a season to contemplate judgment. We see that in the reading from Isaiah, which sets out the wonderful vision of peace alongside a vision of justice and judgment. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.